This is the NetGroup Investments podcast, where we explore a variety of views and insights that investors care about.
On the 21st of February, the South African Finance Minister delivered the country's 2024 budget speech. From a financial planning perspective, there are three things worth noting. The first is that there were no changes to personal income tax brackets, rebates, and medical tax credits. Essentially, this means that taxpayers will be paying more tax when their income increases. Secondly, one of the changes that will have a profound effect on the retirement fund industry is the two-pot retirement system. The minister announced in his speech that the implementation of the two-pot retirement system will go live on 1 September 2024. Contributions made to retirement funds will be split into a savings component and will comprise of one-third and a retirement component comprising two-thirds. The savings component can be withdrawn before retirement, but will be taxed at your marginal tax rate. The retirement component will be protected until retirement. A once-off seed capital amount will be transferred from the accumulated retirement savings, also known as the vested pot, to the savings component on 1 September 2024. The amount you'll be allowed to access from the savings component initially is the lower of 10% of the fund value, or 30,000 Rand, and it can be withdrawn in the case of a financial emergency. It is estimated that the introduction of the two-pot retirement system will raise 5 billion Rand in the 2024-2025 financial year due to tax collected from withdrawals. Contributions will remain tax deductible and tax free whilst growing in the fund. The amount remaining in the savings component on the year of retirement and taken as cash will be taxed according to the retirement lump sum table. These changes will be implemented through amendments to the Revenue Laws Amendment Bill as well as the Pension Fund Amendment Bill, both currently before Parliament. However, there are concerns regarding the proposed implementation date in terms of whether the retirement fund industry, regulators, and SARS will be able to make all the necessary changes prior to the proposed date. Lastly, the minister also spoke about the introduction of the global minimum corporate tax. The global minimum tax is a framework to limit the profits shifting of multinationals to low-tax countries and to ensure that any multinational with annual revenue exceeding 750 million euros will be subject to an effective tax rate of at least 15%, regardless of where profits are located. It proposes to introduce two measures to implement the global minimum tax from 1 January 2024, an income inclusion rule and a domestic minimum top-up tax. The income inclusion rule will allow South Africa to apply a top-up tax on profits reported by qualifying South African multinationals operating in other countries with effective tax rates below 15%. The domestic minimum top-up tax will enable SARS to collect a top-up tax for qualifying multinationals paying an effective tax rate of less than 15% in South Africa.
NetGroup Collective Investments is an authorised collective investments scheme manager in terms of the Collective Investments Schemes Control Act. NetGroup Investments does not provide advice on financial products and will only give you factual information. For further details on our funds and to view our terms and conditions, please visit netgroupinvestments.co.za. NetGroup Investments. See money differently.